daughter Zoe gets out of the car yesterday. She was just like, Benson Boone, great singer. He just doesn't find the songs for him.
I feel like that's been the criticism for like the latest album.
Wow.
It's like, yeah, we get your talent. The flipping's fun, but we need some better songs.
So get this. So get this. So Benson Boone's people sent some more crumble cookies to the radio station.
That's so nice.
For his cookie that he partnered with Crumble.
It's like Moonbeam something or other, right?
Yeah. It goes with that. And like two boxes of these cookies show up, right?
That's a lot.
And Isabel, who works here, you know, she is like, hey, you got Crumble cookies from Benson Boone. And I was like, so help me. If it's those stupid cookies again, I'm going to be mad. Like, I would much rather just regular Crumble cookies, but
You weren't a fan of Benson's flavor.
I wasn't a fan of Benson's flavor. Now, I will say, Emily in the afternoon, she's like, I don't know what you're all bent out of shape for, because they're good cookies. And so she's on board.
What's the flavor supposed to be? What is Moonbeam supposed to taste like?
It's a chocolate blueberry lemon.
Oh, okay.
And marshmallowy.
Oh, okay. The blueberry and the lemon, they go together. It's the chocolate marshmallow added in a little suspect.
Marshmallow is just a neutral flavor. That's whatever. That's just sugar, right? So it's a marshmallowy topping that has blueberry and lemon in it. So it's a chocolate cookie with that on top.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if those flavors necessarily go together in my head either.
Look, I like Crumble. It's fine. I don't like that brand of cookie.
That's not
favorite. I don't like. Okay. Yeah. So anyways.
Okay.
Sorry.
Are you sending this message to Benson Boone or to Crumble?
I was just going
to
say, I didn't mean to dump on Benson this entire segment.
More free cookies that you enjoy.
Yeah, if you could. Appreciate the cookies. Will you send some that I actually like?
What a diva. Such a diva.
This is a bunch of bull. Listen, that I have to choke down these. Never mind.
Thank you for the two boxes of giant Crumble cookies that I don't enjoy.
Yes, exactly. Again, Benson's a lovely guy. By the way, he did deny us an interview when he came to Bourbon and Beyond. So maybe I'm still a little salty for that.
Okay, yeah. So he's like, okay, listen, I'll send you cookies, play my songs. I'm not going to talk to you. Now, to be honest, though, let's go back. Because this Bourbon around... So this was around like that week he broke up with his girlfriend.
Yeah, I know. That would have been great to talk to.
What? No!
I would have loved to have talked to him. We would have been bros.
A broken
heart.
Yes,
we would have been bros.
No, he wasn't in the mood to people any more than he had to people on a stage.
Kelly, he needs a bro to talk to at that point.
Oh.
And be like, listen, I know your heart is hurting right now. Let's have a couple shots of bourbon. Let's hang. Let's play some flip cup. Let's throw some bags, some cornhole.
Well, maybe he missed the boat on that.
He did.
Maybe he was just like, listen,
Then he sends two boxes of cookies I don't even like.
I don't.
To try to make up for it. Thanks, Benson.
Radio chuckleheads. Or maybe word got back you didn't like his flavor. And he's just like, I'm not talking to that guy.
Yeah.
Because he was
possible.
My free cookies.
This is definitely not helping my cause to talk
It's
to
not.
Him.
It is not.
This is definitely not. 99.7 JX. All right, how about some jokes?
Whoever laughs first loses. If you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets Meet. It's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this fun trophy that I have in my hand. All right, losers go first. What was that, me?
I think so. I have a question. Is your grandma going to make an appearance in this particular episode? It's been a theme.
You'll have to see.
All right.
Kelly, what's Irish and sits on the porch?
What is Irish and sits on the porch?
Patio furniture.
Absolutely does. Hey, Ben. I just found out what you call people that like to eat together.
Yes?
Taste buds.
Taste buds.
Hey.
How cute.
Getting all the dumb jokes out of the way first.
Precious. Yes, indeed.
You know, Kelly, my daughter was doing her history homework and asked me if I knew about Galileo.
Oh, yeah?
I said, he's just a poor boy from a poor family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cute.
Thanks.
Love that one.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I finally did it.
What?
I bought a pair of shoes with memory foam insoles.
Wow.
No more walking into the kitchen and forgetting while I'm there.
Oh, that'll be fun for you.
Yeah.
That'll be fun for you.
Into the kitchen.
Proud. Proud. Yeah. Proud moment.
Yeah.
Kelly, I was washing my car with my grandma. She turned around and asked, hey, why can't you use a sponge like everyone else?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's easier. Absolutely easier.
Her curly hair, though, gets kind of in there.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I bet it is. A little wiry at this point.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I finally reached the Wonder Years.
Yeah.
Wonder where I parked the car. Wonder where I left my phone. Wonder where my glasses are. Wonder what day it is.
Ouch.
Can I just, as a note, my son does have a running tally of how many times I ask where my phone is.
And what are we up to?
64.
Okay. Kelly, I received a wedding invitation.
Yeah?
Yeah. In the end, it was printed, your presence itself is a gift. We don't want any gifts at the wedding. Thought that was kind of an odd way of not inviting me.
Oh, I gotcha.
I had a Michael Graves toaster.
Still do. Still do.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Yep.
That awkward moment, you leave a store without buying anything.
Yeah.
And all you can think of is act natural, you're innocent.
Oh, yeah. That's real.
It feels weird. It doesn't ever happen at Target, but maybe other stores.
Yeah, other stores, for sure.
At Target, you're bringing out 50 items you didn't go in for. Yeah. You all right? Yeah?
Choked me up a little bit, Kelly.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Kelly, I got in touch with my inner self today.
You did?
I did, yes.
Wow.
On a completely separate note, I need to buy better toilet paper.
Okay. Was too much information and sharing.
We're all friends here, right?
Hey, Ben!
Yes, Kelly!
When I yell at my dog to stop barking, I wonder if she's thinking, oh, this is awesome, we are barking together! Oh, I do love this.
Okay. Hey, Kelly, my wife was complaining to her friends about the constant horseplay and grabbing tickles at her workplace. Her friends suggested that she should stop working from home.
Valid. Valid. We all know how you like the grab and the tickle.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
What?
Wow.
What?
That was aggressive.
What?
That was aggressive.
What?
I would run if I saw that. That was aggressive.
What?
Hey, babe.
Yes, Kelly.
So a guy said he's been trying to break up with an optician recently.
Uh-huh.
It's really hard, he says. Every time I tell her I can't see her anymore, she just moves closer. And how about now? How about now?
Oh.
How about now?
Grabbing tickles. Well, hi, Kelly.
Hi, how about now?
That's a little awkward.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly, what? Oh, gosh. So, my grandma asked me.
Dang it, your grandma.
My grandma asked me what the difference was between an oral thermometer and a rectal thermometer.
The taste? Is it the taste?
It's the taste.
It's the taste!
Oh, learn that one the hard way, Kelly. Learn that one the hard way. I don't know who won that one. Maybe that was a tie. Who knows?
I feel like when I just hit you with your own
punchline. All right. Well, there it is. You laugh, you lose here on 99.7 DJX.
God bless your grandma.
She's a wily one, isn't she? Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, plenty of holistic alternatives to medicine out there, some better than others. If you can manage to make it through the day, though, without swallowing 8 frogs that are living to help with your back pain, you're doing okay.
Did we do this on purpose?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So this older lady in China, she had back pain, and... she heard a rumor that swallowing live frogs could help help her back pain.
Who did she hear this from? A 14-year-old boy?
Hey.
This sounds like a dare.
Should do.
This sounds like a prank, a dare, or something.
Right. So she started asking relatives to help her catch some mid-sized froggies.
Did they ask why? What are you planning on doing with these?
Well, she didn't tell them what she planned to do with them.
Listen, that's where we went wrong, because then somebody would have said, no, don't do that.
Yeah, they're like, Grandma, stop. And then she popped them like little mini cupcakes.
Oh, God, no.
Five of them in one day. Five in one day. Swallows them.
Did she just swallow them alive?
Yes. Yes. Follows that up, was like, you know what, back's not getting any better, so I'm just going to go ahead and grab...
Maybe I need more? I need more.
Three more.
Oh, my God.
Eight total.
No.
Total.
How sick did she get? She probably got really sick, right?
Surprisingly, wasn't long before she started experiencing excruciating stomach pain.
Yes. Yes.
Doctor said, yeah, swallowing live frogs damaged her digestive system and allowed parasites to enter her system.
Yep, 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 could have called that. Yep, yep, yep. Okay.
Okay.
That's the grossest thing I've ever heard.
Yep. So she spent a couple weeks in the hospital, now recovering, so.
Okay.
No word on how her back is.
Okay. So did she learn her lesson to maybe go seek a medical professional?
Yeah, I don't know.
For any physical ailments we may be feeling?
I don't know if like she's in the backwoods of China, you know, where that isn't readily available or anything, or if she's in a city. So
I know they're big on like holistic kind of medicine. Sure, I get that. Sure. I get that. But this is redonkulous. And the fact that she didn't tell any of the relatives why she needed the frog.
Which
so
makes
that
me
one
think
of them could have been like, no, Grandma, right. I don't think that's correct.
Which makes me think that she almost didn't want to tell people or have people tell her, no, that's
correct.
Not going to help.
Yes, and she didn't even like go to ChatGPT and say,
do frogs help with back pain?
If I swallow live frogs, will this help my back pain?
Oh,
and then
gosh.
See what ChatGPT says.
Wonder what
I mean, they're
GPT
not doctors
does.
Either, but I feel
no.
like she could. There were some
no.
resources she could have backed
Maybe.
Up the theory in the research.
Anyways, so long story short, she spent 2 weeks in the hospital. She's recovering.
Okay, God.
Maybe the people in the hospital also tried to help her out with her back, too. Don't know, but
let's hope.
She's
like, maybe get her some Doane's pills.
She's on the way to recovery. All right.
Some Salon Pass patches, maybe.
Yeah, something. Maybe one of those Therma wraps or something for her back.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So, again,
Let's
if you can
do that icy hot,
manage
sure.
to make it through the day without swallowing eight live frogs to help with back pain, you're doing okay.
I have a physical reaction to this one.
I knew you would. That's your setting the bar story. Maybe if you're hunting for a job, this might be a thing to consider. It's 99.7 DJX. There's a TikToker who has some advice, and it's been shared around TikTok quite a bit. Listen.
Not one word on my resume is true. And I'm killing these interviews because I'm just Johnny Ham checking my way through everything. I Googled a few terms and I'm just throwing them out there. I was like, yeah, I exceeded OTEs by 25%, retaining customer growth. I had one guy, I said I worked a sales development representative at Prime 7 Real Estate. And he took one look at my resume and he goes, Prime 7 is a really good company. I made it up. It's not even real. That's how stupid these people are. And you go, oh, I don't get it. I have a good resume. I'm losing to people. You're losing to people like me. Who are making up.
Okay, so wait, let's translate. He's saying make stuff up to get the job?
Yeah, he's saying because
okay.
he is.
And it's working for
and
him.
And you're competing against people like him who are embellishing so much on their resume.
And he's just banking on nobody's following up. No one's checking the references.
Yeah.
No one's doing any homework. They're just like taking whatever's on your resume, consuming it, saying that looks great.
That looks great.
Wow. Is that where we're at?
I don't know.
Is that where we're at? You just make whatever up and that's, you just go with that.
Well, if the hiring managers are so overwhelmed with their just day to day, hiring takes a long time.
It's kind of like its own job.
Yeah, it is a long process because you should. You know, vet
do
the,
your due
yes,
diligence.
Yes, do the due diligence, vet the employee, mm-hmm. potential employee, vet the candidates, you know, get back with the candidates, all that stuff.
I mean, people even like stalk social media of candidates.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. And so
there's a lot of research and homework that goes into trying to figure out good people to hire.
You know, and sometimes people take the word of someone who knows this person over anything that they may write on their resume.
Sure.
Or they may just briefly skim their resume. It looks good. Let's bring them in for an interview without doing like...
really checking up on anything.
Yeah, exactly.
And then if they interview well, great.
Yeah. Then you're hired.
You're golden.
So
this is how this person has skated through.
I guess this is how this guy Noah
and tossing out this kind of advice, just lie.
He's saying lie on your resume because everyone is doing it, and if you don't, you're going to get beaten by someone who does.
And listen, don't just lie; do it really well.
What if you have a decent resume as it is? Like,
apparently, that's not good enough.
I guess
that's
not good enough.
Which is crazy because we're always like, honesty is the best policy.
Yeah, but I also think, okay.
Is this like a nice guys finish last kind of a mentality?
What would you even lie about on your resume?
Experience?
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, that's what this guy, one of his examples was.
Honestly,
he made up a company in completely. Like, this company didn't exist. He made it up and said he worked there. And the person interviewing was, oh, that's a good company.
No, I know of people who have not gotten jobs because they're too qualified.
Oh.
And it's like, this job is beneath your qualifications. And, you know.
Which means you're welcome. Like, I'm going to do that even more amazing job for you then.
Or, you know, and I think maybe the employer is thinking, okay, you're just using this as a
springboard
branch.
Just
a way to get from point A to point B.
Pay some bills until you find the thing that fits you best.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And we want someone who's a little less qualified who will stick around a little longer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. Is that how we ended up?
Exactly. They're like, these two
chuckleheads. Nobody else is qualified. Like, so we'll go with these guys.
I guess this is what we'll do.
I mean, I literally haven't looked for a job.
You haven't had to need to.
No, I haven't needed to look for a job in 26 years.
Thankfully. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Which is a good thing because I think the one and only resume I ever had, I used like funky fonts and like
would
colors.
You still have to
and I had a graphic of a cassette tape. I put little pictures in the
that dates
margins.
It a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
Dates
and
a little
my
bit.
Resume was on a cassette tape, which again dates it. And then I put in where my education is, I put edumacation.
Well, in some professions apparently that works.
I think it played.
What I would love to hear, did you lie on a resume and nail a job?
Yeah, did you fudge anything on it?
Yeah, so what I would love to know is what the lie was, what job you were hired to do, and then whether you're still there. I mean, I think it'd be easier to admit if you had already left that job, honestly. But 502-795-1997, we'll take some of those stories on the way. Justin said, before LinkedIn and the internet, I always put my stepdad as my boss, who always gave me a great reference.
Get out!
Talked about how much they would miss me.
That's so great.
That's good. That's good.
That's so great. I mean, not great, because again, it's lying. But
but he's a reference.
Right.
And what's he the boss of? Maybe he's the boss of how bad you lying on your resume. And did you get in over your head because of a lie that you put on your resume that landed you an actual job?
This is literally shocking that this person goes on TikTok and just says, make stuff up on your resume. That's how you get ahead now.
Yeah.
Like, that's what everybody's doing. You should do it too. Be your own reference.
I got a text from a listener twice in my career. Two people that have worked with me have stolen my experience to apply for jobs. And it got back to me. One listing it on LinkedIn. And then one applied for a job where I currently work, claiming my experience. They did not get that role.
Oh, wow.
So I remember there was a radio station I worked at earlier in my career. And there was, you know, in our industry, they'll have those blind, like, jobs postings.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, we're looking for a witty morning show host in a mid to large city.
I applied to one of those too back in the day.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so then it's like, all right, you know, here we go. And this person applied to it and it was for their job.
What a stunning way to find out you're getting fired.
Yeah, what a way to, well, I mean, it came around after the fact, because what once they had hired someone new, that this was the blind,
oh my,
this was,
gosh,
the blind job. And so I think this person knew that they were on their way out or whatever, and so was applying to things.
Oh,
and so
my
applied,
gosh,
to his own job.
Oh wow.
Kim,
yeah,
said
I applied to one of those, and it was for, like, it was a job in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And I went as far as, like, they offered me the job. I got flown out there, did the interview and all the things.
Wined and dined.
They took me to the Mall of America.
We want you here.
And I said, sold. I want to go live in the Mall of America.
This was when our current company then, like, threatened,
yes,
to sue you,
exactly,
if you did. Yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah.
I thought they were all going to be like, oh my gosh, we are so proud of you and glad to be a part of your success. And high five, that's like a huge leap in market size. And wow, you're going to be so successful. Because I was going to be working with, like, a legend in the industry, right? And then, yeah, they were like, well, we'll sue you if you go.
And you're like, ow.
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 That kind of deflated me a little bit.
Kim said, I once got a job as a social media coordinator for a boutique clothing store. I said I had managed influencer campaigns for a vegan skincare line. The reality was I had actually just made memes for my dog's Instagram. No, I left after 4 months when they asked me to run TikTok ads and I panicked. That's
memes
funny.
From my dog's Instagram is practically the same thing.
It's practically the same thing. What lie did you do? Did you say the job that you were hired for and whether you're still working there?
Alyssa, event planner assistant, wedding venue.
Mm-hmm.
The lie, I claimed that I coordinated 12 weddings.
Okay.
The reality, I just helped my cousin glue fake pearls on centerpieces once. You still there? Nope. After I scheduled the cake delivery after the reception, I quietly disappeared.
Wow.
Wow.
They scheduled the cake delivery for after the reception?
Oh.
Oh, that's rough. That's rough.
Oh, dang.
Brad said, I applied to be a dog walker on a pet app. I said I had dog CPR training. Got me the job. I watched a 5-minute YouTube video about it. And yes, I still am there. Dogs,
oh, wow,
love me. No emergencies yet, thank goodness.
Oh, great. Well, you know, there's still time to actually learn,
yeah,
the
skill.
Yeah,
you can still learn it after the fact,
yeah,
I guess.
And then the lie is not a lie anymore. Amanda says retail manager shoe store. The lie, I said I oversaw inventory and staff scheduling. The reality is I folded shirts at Forever 21 and once got yelled at for hiding in a dressing room.
Oh.
Also not still there. Got, yeah, promoted too fast, panicked, faked a family emergency, and ghosted.
Oh, geez, Amanda.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Kayla says, I applied to be a freelance graphic designer by pretending to know how to use Adobe Illustrator. Oh, yeah, because especially for those type of jobs,
oh,
they,
yeah,
ask, hey,
specific
programs are you adept in?
Yeah.
And there, and Kayla says, I only knew how to crop photos in Canva.
But she said she's not still there, but she did manage to design a passable logo, and they still use it.
All right,
so
that's
there you
good.
Go, success.
There you go.
Renee was applying to be a bartender,
mm-hmm,
said I could make over 100 cocktails from memory.
That's pretty cool.
The reality is she knew how to pour a rum and Coke in fake confidence.
There you go.
Still there. Turns out 90% of people just want a beer and someone to nod at their stories.
That's funny. You know, it's funny. I was just talking to the hiring manager over at Goodwood. Yeah, you know, Goodwood Whiskey Row.
Yeah.
We were doing that. And she was like, because I was talking about my daughters and how they're baristas and things like that. And she's like, you know what? Honestly, I will hire someone who has zero experience as a bartender who was a barista.
Because they have to know so much.
Because they have to know so much and they can work in those pressure-packed environments and things like that.
Yeah. Kind of the same thing.
Yeah, kind of the same thing.
Just different ingredients.
Those are funny.
Yeah,
that's
Heather
good.
Says I got a job as a babysitter for a wealthy family from next door.
Oh, okay.
I said I had a child psychology background.
Oh.
When in reality, I took one intro psych class and read Goodnight Moon once.
Heather, that sounds like I took a half a semester of pre-med.
Yes,
so
you're practically a doctor.
I'm practically a doctor.
Exactly.
She literally used the bit I've been talking about for years. Is she still working for
her? No, she said, nope. Oh. Their kid asked me what a Roth IRA was, and I just bowed out.
I was like, you know what? That's over my head. I got to go. All right, those are funny. Thank you for the stories there.
Oh, gosh, wait, one more, Claire. I got a job as an office admin at a chiropractor's office. Uh-huh. I said I was certified in medical billing.
Sure.
The reality was I once Googled what a copay was. I'm still there.
Come on.
I got the hang of it.
Okay.
Plus, I get free back cracks.
See, you know what?
Win-win.
I honestly believe sometimes if you can get in there, you're like, you know what? I'll figure it out once I get in there.
Well, honestly, my first job out of college, like I was hired originally just to be like a midday, you know, air personality. And then they called back like the day before I was moving here and they said, do you want to be promotions director too? Right. And I'm like, okay.
You're like, all right.
No idea how to do that job, but I got the name and the number of the person I was replacing.
Yeah.
And I called her incessantly and learned on the job.
Well, I similar to you, I got a job and about a month in, they were like, hey, we want you to be production director too, which is the person that handles like producing all the commercials and things that you hear. And they're like, what experience do you have? I was like, they're like, great. Here's $500 extra dollars a year.
Wow.
I was like, oh, wow. Okay. Count me in.
Sign me up.
Count me in.
That's amazing.
$500 extra bucks a year.
What does that? Did you ever do the math to break that down?
No, of course not. I would have been too depressed.
Oh, wow.
All right. Anyways, good stories there. Thank you for that.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
So how do you politely tell a neighbor to cool it on the Halloween decorations? Or even do you? Do you even approach that? That's coming up in group therapy, plus a chance to win $2,000 with the $20,000 Life of a Rich Girl coming up at 8.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm not trying to be a Karen or anything, but my neighbor has one very scary Halloween decoration of a ghostly figure with red eyes at their window.
Okay.
My kids are legit terrified to leave our house for bike rides, walks, and waiting for the bus to go to school. Like, I may have to get them counseling kind of trauma.
Okay.
I wrote up a card explaining who I am, where I live, the fear it's causing in my kids. They're 8 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
I asked in the card if they would consider removing the decoration this year. I haven't given it to them yet. They just moved in a few weeks ago. We haven't seen them outside at all. Would it be out of line to place the card on their doorstep? I understand this may not be considered, but I also want to know if it would be rude to ask this.
Mm.
Thank you, Dana.
Well, I wouldn't just anonymously put it on their porch.
That is not a great way to get a welcome to the neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah, because then they're going to read tone and they're going to definitely take it worse than what you probably want it
and
to.
And not knowing who it's coming from, they're going to think automatically everybody on the street hates them.
Yeah.
And that's not a great way to welcome them in. And yes, early in the Facebook comments, one comment, you went full Karen facepalm.
Yeah. Brittany says, in quotes, I'm not trying to be a Karen, but brings in full-on Karen behavior.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Listen, I understand. I understand where you're coming from. You don't want to see your kids frightened to even leave the house. But Tony has a really good idea. If anything, I'd go introduce myself and laugh about the decoration,
mm-hmm.
you know, and ask if your kids can come closer to see that it's a toy, it's fake and not real. So that they don't have to be scared anymore.
Listen,
asking someone you just met who will likely be your neighbor for a long time to not display something they paid for and obviously is a huge risk of starting things off on the wrong foot.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
And that's not going to win you any points.
No, a lot of people did suggest, yes, ask if you can take your kids over to see it up close and to realize that this is fake.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a toy. It's a prop.
And like, okay, in reality, how often are your kids going to be going by this house?
At night, too.
Right.
Because I feel like it's scarier at night, is it not?
I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. My daughters hate mascots. Absolutely hate them. Zoe's fine with them. Isabel and Sophia hate mascots.
They're traumatized from the very beginning.
I don't know why. There was nothing that we did or didn't do, you know, like in when we were
Those can be scary for lots of kids.
But like Buddy the Bat.
Yeah.
Don't like Buddy the Bat. Don't like any of the mascots. Anyways.
2 years in a row, my daughter was crying her eyes out sitting on Santa's lap.
Yeah, again.
She was traumatized by Santa.
Strange man.
Yep. Yep. She wanted no part of it.
No part.
Two amazing years of pictures of her.
I'm sure.
So there you go.
That's what you need to do. You need to take some photos of them as they're walking by to really capture. Dana, you're not parenting right.
You need to be making fun of your kids.
Yes. Use these as opportunities to take some photos that you can show them later and be like, oh my gosh, look at how crazy you were about this.
I can't believe you're that scared. Look at you. You're so silly.
All right. 502-795. Our listener Dana is not getting a whole lot of support. It's 99.7 DJX. Her kids are, quote, traumatized by some Halloween decorations her new neighbor put up and is wondering if she should leave a note for them to take them down.
Yes. We're having a lot of, we'll call it tough love. We'll say it's tough love. Like Kimberly's saying, she's going to be the parent calling little Jimmy out of work when he's 42 because it's Halloween time and he had to drive by Spirit Halloween on the way to work and it scares him.
Penelope says, personally, I would encourage my kids just to close their eyes until we pass the decoration. After a while, they'll either get tired of closing their eyes or just get used to the decoration or keep closing their eyes. Find a distraction on their own, etc. Good luck.
Yes. Drew, I don't think is helping. Not only am I not taking down the decoration, I'm buying one for every window in the house. Welcome to hell, kids.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, look, I think you can show your kids that, hey, these are fake. They're not real. I mean, Mike's like, hey, it's Halloween month. You got to deal with this.
Yeah.
Outside of your property, you have zero control, so your request isn't wanted.
Sure.
I wouldn't recommend giving them that card unless you want to buy five more of the same decoration. That's what I'd do.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, and a lot of people, including Angela, says teach your kids coping skills.
Yeah, coping skills. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, it's your job to tell them that it is not real. Now, I do like this. A lot of people suggested you go introduce yourself, maybe bring some cookies, welcome them to the neighborhood, ask if your kids can see the decoration and see that it is fake. And
your decorations are really good. My kids are just terrified. Here, come here, little Jimmy. Come here, little Susie. Let's go.
Here's a cookie. Yeah, maybe that's the way. We introduce ourselves first. Be a good neighbor. Welcome them to the neighborhood.
Yep, Jess, sounds like it's a good teaching tool for your kids.
This is a teachable moment.
And again, have your phone ready with the camera app open.
Yeah.
For when you're teaching them, you can push them towards it. And say, look, it's fake. Here, push.
Like when you pushed your daughters to go take pictures with mascots they were terrified of?
Yeah. We realized they hate mascots.
And when I placed my screaming daughter a toddler onto Santa's lap, she wouldn't have nothing to do with it. And I got some magical pictures.
See, you're going to get some great pictures.
Push through the trauma.
I mean, look, Halloween's all about getting scared. And scared is part of the fun of Halloween.
Right. They're not having fun right now with being scared.
Well, again, get them on board.
Confront their fears.
Yes.
With some cookies. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Put cookies over by the decorations and say, hey, if you want them,
you better go get a cookie.
Got to go get them.
And then that's how they stopped liking cookies.
See, there you go. Win-win. Win-win.
Okay. Thanks for all the gentle suggestions.
She says as it's a
section.
Tough love. Yeah, right?
That's one thing you have to know about our peanut gallery. When you come to us with an issue, you may see some brutal mixed in with the honesty.
But see, I think that's good, though, because you're definitely not, you're necessarily not seeing the other side of it, obviously, and that's why you're coming to us.
Well, Taylor says these suggestions are all good ideas until she meets the neighbors, and they're like the family in the movie The Burbs.
Yeah, that's right.
So I think we're good, right?
So we're meeting the neighbors. We're bringing cookies to the neighbors. We're introducing ourselves. We're just
tell your kids to suck it up.
Amazing decoration up close, and then letting the kids see that it's fake, and then they don't have to be scared anymore.
Let's see that amazing decoration up close, and then trip your kids on the way to go see it, and then they fall down, and then
capture their trauma on camera.
Toss some of the decorations on top of them.
Oh.
Then next, you just take them to Hillcrest.
Oh yeah.
Obviously, they haven't been to Hillcrest yet.
No, they haven't been to Hillcrest.
All right. So, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. Hopefully, that helps. Dana, that's good too.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. Chance to pick up $2,000, $20,000 life of a rich girl on the way. Winning word coming up in less than 10
minutes. All right. We're going to play a fun little game. It's called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. And let's bring Amanda into the fold here. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Hi there.
She sounds a little unsure.
Good morning.
I feel like there's some trepidation.
Oh, she's excited because she wants to hear the end of this fun little.
I pooped in my neighbor's jack-o'-lantern.
We'll get to that here in a minute. Yes.
Amanda is from Pekin, has blonde hair, drives a Suburban, is a teacher, and is married.
Yay. Okay. And you have a lot of kids, right?
Did she bail on us?
Hello? Oh, this is awkward.
Oh, sorry. I have 7 kids. Sorry.
Amanda.
Hang on. I was on mute because I had to discipline 7 kids.
No.
You're on mute because I had to tell the guy my order number.
Oh. Okay, yeah. Wow,
Amanda's
trying
to multitask and order breakfast.
That is a lot going on.
At the same time, she's playing this game.
Inconveniently timed for Amanda in her life.
I know. I'm so sorry. All right. So, Amanda, here we go. Little kid, drunk adult. We'll try to whip through this as quick as possible. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
No problem. I'm good now.
All right. Kelly's going to explain how it all works.
Okay. You're going to hear 3 stories. You have to determine as the star of the story, a little kid or a drunk adult.
Sounds great.
All right. Here we go. First one.
I got caught by the water police going number 2 off a boat.
The water police. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I mean, I could see that being both. I could see it being a little kid who just can't.
Yeah, I would tell my kids, like, you're not doing that on the boat.
Yeah, so.
But I feel like because of the water police, like, they would turn their head a little bit if it was a kid.
But here's the thing. The fish do it in there. What's the difference?
It's a little different.
Bears do it in there.
Bears? Okay. What,
don't they?
I don't think bears. I don't know. Anyway,
I don't know.
Okay. I mean, if I believe the Charmin commercials, they do it near a tree.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Amanda, need an answer here.
I think probably an adult.
That's what I'm thinking, too. All right, both of you saying drunk adult?
Yes. I was a drunk adult.
Yes, drunk adult is it. Yeah. You're right.
I had to go number 2 really bad, but one of my friends was seasick, throwing up in the only bathroom. So I dropped my pants and went poo off the side of the boat.
What else are you supposed to do? It was taken up by
trying.
That sounds like a boat ride from you know what.
Yes, it does.
What's going on?
Yes, it does.
Unfortunately, the water police saw what I was doing and arrested me for public intoxication and indecent exposure.
Oh my gosh, she got arrested.
That escalated quickly.
Oh, she got arrested as the boat pooper, the drunk boat pooper.
All right, Amanda, you're 1 for 1. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I fell off a 5-foot concrete wall and did not go to the hospital.
Oh.
Okay.
Fell off a 5-foot concrete wall.
Bounced right back up.
Just a Humpty Dumpty.
I'm
okay. Boom.
I'm okay. All right.
Now, little kid.
You're saying
I'm
little kid.
I'm not taking my kids either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think little kid. They're bouncy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Both of you saying little kid?
I was a little kid.
Yay!
Yes, that's right. Little kid.
I was actually at my Nana's beauty shop. She had apartments down below, and I was standing on the wall. We oftentimes would play out there. Probably not a good idea. And I fell off of it one day. I started to catch myself, but the left arm gave away, smacked my face on the concrete. 1,000% should have went to the hospital, but instead my Nana scooped me up and put the magic paper towels on my face.
Just put the magic paper towels.
It's going to be fine.
Hey, this
Nana's
will be fine.
Gotcha.
Yep, you'll be fine.
It's going to be fine. Shake it off. Put some dirt on it.
You'll be fine. All right. Amanda, one more.
I probably gave her a kiss and she was good to go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, Amanda, you know what's coming, don't you?
Yes, I hope we'll get this one right.
I pooped in my neighbor's jack-o'-lantern.
The way that he says it
I know
is kind of irreverent.
Oh shoot,
right?
All right, little kid, drunk adult.
It has to be a drunk adult, like just like a vendetta.
Yeah.
Okay, so like you
bad
think
neighbor.
There's yeah. a, it's a malicious pooping.
It's a malicious pooping.
Not like I just can't find a bathroom right now.
It's a dude that is going, you know what? I am going to target this house.
Yes.
I do not like this neighbor.
Now, it could be a little kid who is upset about the really bad Halloween candy.
Okay. All right, so Kelly's saying little kid.
Yeah.
Amanda, you're saying drunk adult, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was a little kid.
Wow, that was shocking.
It was a sharp left turn.
It was the week of Halloween.
I hope
and
my son doesn't do that.
He better never.
Oh, gosh.
My dad was cheating on my mom with the lady next door.
Well, that escalated.
I did not see that coming.
I decided to poop in her jack-o'-lantern 5 days before Halloween.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Not sure she ever noticed it, but at least it made me feel like I got some justice for my mom.
Wow.
Oh, that is completely validated.
Yeah, I don't believe it at all. It's for my mom.
That is for my mom.
I did it for my mom.
Wow.
Oh, dang.
I love it.
Oh, I need to hear the rest of that
I was
story,
say,
though, don't you?
Amanda, you're right. That is validated. Like, I don't. I'm not
now
even
I
mad at the kid.
My son does poop in someone's pumpkin
exactly.
down the road and is protecting me.
In my honor.
He's
yes.
in my honor.
Yes.
Yes.
In my honor.
Yes. Yes. He's defending me.
Yes. Oh,
Amanda,
wow.
you have
oh,
been
goodness.
A delight. Thank
that
you
was a
for
lot.
Allowing us to invade your personal space here this morning.
And your order.
And
no
your...
problem at all.
Okay.
All right, we're gonna put you on hold a real quick sec and get a little info from you, okay? We'll hook you up with a prize.
Sounds good.
All right,
oh,
hang on.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
All right.
Apparently you're buttering your toast incorrectly.
I'm sorry, back to choke up. What?
How do you do it?
Well, you...
How do you do it?
Well, it depends. You're gonna immediately throw shade when... I tell you, I spray the butter. Psh, psh. Our intern Vincent says, "Ooh,
yeah." I don't think anybody was ready for you to say spray it on
Listen,
your toast.
I will stand
like
behind the convenience and the speed of the spray butter. It's just easier because if you get like now, I can do the classic. You shave it off the top of the tub with the knife and smooth it on there. Sure, if it's soft enough, then it's not going to put a hole in the toast. Or you could just go, shh, shh, and you're done.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just saying.
I honestly...
Live in my world for
sometimes
a second. I feel
when,
like you're gonna, I'm going to win
no,
you over.
Sometimes when you say things, I just don't have a response.
Well, Vincent did. He said, ooh.
Anyways, there's this lady on TikTok who has another suggestion for convenience.
Okay,
and
what?
It doesn't
Better
involve,
than spray butter?
No, it does not involve spray butter.
Nothing's faster.
I've got one stick of butter for other things, and then I've got one stick of butter that I use for toast, and basically I just rub it on like this.
She has the stick of butter in her hand, peeled it. Like a banana, if you will.
So she's holding it with the wrap.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And she's spreading it like a deodorant stick.
Oh.
On the toast.
Instead of using a knife, feels easier. When the toast is warm, it just melts in. Does that offend people? What's her thoughts?
Yeah.
It does feel offensive. Here's why. Because there's going to be crumb shrapnel left on the butter stick. So if that is just a toast butter stick... Maybe you can live like that.
Well, that's
but
what
if
she
it's
says.
Going to be multi-purpose butter,
yeah,
aka using the butter sticks for other things, I feel like there's going to be family members protesting.
Yeah, so she does say up front that she has two sticks of butter. She has
one for just toast.
Utility butter, and then she's got butter for just toast. Yes.
And you'll know the difference because of the crumbs.
Yeah, someone,
on one stick.
Someone in the comments dives in and says, I don't know how to feel. It's practical, but the crumbs in the butter make me feel uneasy.
Yeah, no, because then those just feel dirty. It feels like it dirties up the stick of butter for the next time.
But then what if someone hands you their butter to butter your toast too, and it's like that? And do you feel weird using someone else's?
Yes. Couldn't do it.
Crumb butter?
Yeah, couldn't do it.
Mm. Another comment, technically not illegal, but feels illegal.
Does feel illegal.
It's genius, and I hate it at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Another, not enough butter, no way near enough for me. It's going to be, got to be dripping off. I kind of agree with that comment.
Wow.
I kind of agree with that comment.
Again,
you got to have
at
least
spray as much as you want.
No, you can't.
Vince is
his head is on the desk.
Yeah, I know.
He's hiding his face.
He's acting out everything we're feeling right now, and I understand this. Someone else comments, I think I'd feel funny about someone else's crumbs, but I don't know. It feels okay when it's just me. Okay.
So yeah, it's just for single people. You're living a single life. It's fine.
The knife on the plate looking up at you like, can you see me?
This is what I'm for. I'm literally called a butter knife.
Yeah. It's not roll-on deodorant.
Yeah, it's not.
I want to be angry, but I low-key think it's genius.
Interesting. Yeah, I can't.
I have tried to do that before. Like,
you have?
Yeah, because you kind of do that sometimes when you pull a fresh stick of butter out of the refrigerator.
Again,
to put on the counter.
You're talking to me like you assume I ever use sticks of butter. It's in a tub or I'm spraying it. That's where I live.
This is, again, one of those moments that I don't have anything actually to come back with you. Because I can hold your hand only so long, Kelly. And
we do have sticks of butter. It's mostly for when my husband cooks.
Yeah, of course.
That's not what I use, though.
Hey, is it the same with corn? Corn on the cob? No. I'm not asking you because you're going to say I spray the... Or do you eat corn on the cob?
Did last weekend.
Okay.
My husband actually did that. He got that out. He noticed. It's real easy.
Okay, for everyone else, Kelly, please stay out of this conversation right now.
Are you kicking me out of the conversation?
Yes. For everyone else, is this similar to corn on the cob butter, where you need to have butter just for the corn on the cob, because when you roll it on there, you're going to get this little corn on the cob strands on the butter, and so you can't go back the next day and go, oh, this is my butter for my toast, because then you're going to get strands of corn on your toast.
So Rob is saying corn on the cob is better. But for toast, is the butter softened or straight out of the fridge? It's a valid question to
ask. We are not getting into that debate, because I will die on the hill of...
Butter on the counter,
yes,
versus in the fridge. 100%. Where it's supposed to live, because it's got a container marked butter.
If it's salted butter, it lives on the counter. If it's unsalted butter, it's in the fridge. But who in their right mind would ever buy unsalted butter?
I mean, I think we have.
Okay. This conversation could be over.
Brian's on board with the stick butter on toast idea.
Yeah.
He's like, that's how we buttered our corn on the cob for years.
Yeah. No. I get that.
If there's any like shrapnel, gently shave it off at the end.
See, that's smart.
But then aren't you wasting
Brian's
butter,
using
though?
All his... Yeah, no, you shave it off onto your item. You're never wasting butter.
Oh, okay. You're definitely not wasting it when you're just spraying it.
Okay, we're done. Anyways, we're going to post that up. You can see her little video that's gotten a lot of attention.
Vincent's judging me big time.
Yeah, well, yes, and as he should.
He's like, you know what? I don't think I want to be an intern anymore.
He's like, I'm done.
Those people are crazy.
I'm done. Not going to necessarily blame my parents on this one, but growing up, for years, it was pounded into my head that don't you dare eat something and then try to swim.
Oh, yeah. No, you have gotta, to like, settle for like at least an hour, right?
It was like 30 to 60 minutes after you eat. That's only when it was safe to get in the water, because what would happen if you had a bag of chips and then jumped into the pool to swim? You'd get a cramp and then you could drown.
Oh, was that why? I got the explanation. Just
yeah, that was the reasoning. But like I said, I'm not going to blame my parents on that, because I was, I went through the Scouts, Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, all that stuff, Eagle Scout. And it was in the actual Scout manual where it said, never bathe in deep water very soon after a meal. It is very likely to cause cramp, which doubles you up, and so you get drowned.
Okay, you get drowned. Got it.
That was from a 1908 edition of the Scouting Handbook.
Sounds like something we should pay attention to.
So then I was sitting there looking, I saw this, and this physician, who's also a competitive swimmer, basically debunked the whole hypocrisy.
It's all lies.
And just said, no. That's not right.
You won't cramp. It's fine.
No.
Eat your bag of chips.
Yeah.
Dive right in.
Yeah. The whole like eating before exerting, I guess, energy is not a reason that you're going to get cramps, and this physician's basically said I could physically tell the difference if I had, you know, a couple pieces of toast and then went and swam an hour at 6 o'clock in the morning in high school versus if I didn't eat at all, I would be dragging.
Oh, so you were fueling your body.
Yeah, exactly.
And what it needed for the energy it required to
swim.
Right.
And so what was so weird about the whole thing is, you know, when I think about it, it didn't apply to other sports. It only applied to swimming.
True.
Like there was never a time when I remember like my parents ever saying, oh, no. Don't have that, you know, piece of fruit or that granola bar now before your baseball game. You wouldn't want to get a cramp. And then not be able to perform.
Also, though, you don't want to get like super full, though. Eat a big meal and then immediately go run and play basketball.
Sure,
right?
you could feel sluggish maybe if you get too.
Or it might make you want to throw up. You know, it's just like, just let it settle a little bit first. Same kind of mentality if you're at an amusement park. If you're going to be going on a ride that already might do a number on your tummy, but then you just ate something big and then you're all stuffed, probably not the best time to go do that too, right?
I feel like that's an extreme sort of example. Yes. So anyways, I saw that and I was like, okay, well, what other things were we told as kids that turned out not
to not be so true?
Yeah, exactly. That turned it out to just be like, well, we just didn't want you to do X, Y, Z. That's why. Yeah. So we got a text from Amber who said, my parents always told me it was illegal to turn the inside car light on at night when you're driving.
Illegal? Oh, yeah. So it's just distracting.
And then I remember hearing that too. And it wasn't not necessarily that it was illegal, but because it would blind the driver
and the driver couldn't
see anything on the outside. And right. So therefore we would get into an accident.
Yeah, they would just say, hey, can you turn that off? Because I can't see.
Right.
That was good enough for us to go, oh, okay. I need the driver to be able to see well.
Now, not so much where I don't know. I don't know if you still abide by that sort of, quote, rule or not about the interior light being on.
Yeah, no, I do, especially if I'm driving. I'm like, turn it off.
Do you? Has it caused an issue for you?
Well, no, like
you just don't even play with that.
Don't even play. Yeah, no, we need you to turn that off.
Because yeah, that is still a thing that you abide by even after all these years.
Yes, we're not saying it's illegal. It's just it makes it more difficult to see the road.
All right,
and so that's important.
What other parenting myths or things? Long ago, it was debunked that you can eat before you swim and you're not going to drown. At least that's not going to be the factor with which you do drown. Hopefully, you don't. but it's not because you ate, you know, a sandwich before you jumped in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
What other thing did you hear growing up that you learned, oh, that's not exactly right?
My daughter texted, make sure you mention how when you swallow gum, it takes 7 years to process. Funny thing, because Tina says swallowing gum takes you 7 years to digest.
Yes. Yes.
I'm pretty sure I've eaten enough gum to be a walking Wrigley's graveyard and I'm still alive.
Yeah, I want to say that I've heard that too, that don't swallow your gum, it'll take 7 years. And 7 years seems to be a weird random number.
What a random number.
But just random enough that you're like, you're not going to doubt that. Right. You're not doubting it. You're like, yep. All right. Yeah, sure.
She also said, or sitting too close to the TV going to make you go blind.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know what the correct distance is supposed to be. They just said don't sit too close.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I mean, what is too close?
Jake said cracking your knuckles will give you arthritis.
Ooh.
He says crack them daily like a professional Rice Krispie treat and my joints are fine.
I can't stand that. I really can't stand that. And my kids, my husband, they do that. They pull their toes and they crack their knuckles and their neck and their back. I'm like, what are you? Like self chiropractors? I don't understand. They do it all the time. I'm like,
hey, you know, it's sometimes it feels good to crack your knuckles. Mm-mm. Like I can crack mine.
No. Oh God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Stop. That's like nails on a chalkboard. Chris says, my mom always told me that coffee will stunt your growth. Well, I'm 5'3". Was that the coffee or genetics, Mom?
No one will ever know.
So, I mean, that could be true. Not sure.
No one will ever know.
She's not really a great example. She's not sure.
That's funny.
Jesse says, I was told Santa's always watching.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Because I definitely stole gum from my cousin's purse in third grade and still got a Barbie dream house. LOL.
That's funny.
I will say that Santa's forgiving.
Angela said, I love that you guys are saying that the parents were wrong. Our parents just lied to us on purpose, LOL. Said, I'm not saying I haven't done the same thing, but sometimes Chuck E. Cheese is actually just closed.
I know it's 3 o'clock on a Saturday, but nope, they're closed.
Right. Definitely closed. Definitely closed. They're closed.
Don't need to drive by there to see. It's just closed.
Yeah. We would always drive by like Comfy Cow or something. They'd be like, oh, ice cream. I'm like, yeah, pretty sure they ran out of ice cream. Yeah, sorry.
None left.
Yeah, there was none left. That.
I saw that on the internet.
Yeah, I saw it on the news.
Oh, Angela said, my mom also told me that carrots would make my eyes grow stronger. I've had glasses since I was 18 months old and can barely see. Oh, dang it. Well, oh, man.
The whole Aaron doubled down on the don't sit too close to the TV or you'll go blind.
Yep. And now we strap screens to our faces for fun.
Misty, I forgot about this one. She texted in, if you eat a watermelon seed, it'll get stuck and grow into a full-size watermelon in your stomach.
Oh.
Did you ever hear that one?
I have not heard that one.
Yeah. Don't swallow the seeds.
I need volunteers to say I did indeed test that theory and swallowed a watermelon seed. And how did that work out?
Well, I can tell you, I have, and no, nothing happened.
And nothing happened? Okay.
Right.
You survived.
Yes.
The watermelon seed test.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's just flat out lying to tell the kids not to do something.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Or it's just.
Or we're not going there.
Rolling into a myth that has been forever said. Good stories.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. It's 99.7 DJX.
99.7 DJX.
I don't know.
This may be a bad time to announce that 3 new spicy McMuffins have been added to McDonald's menu, and they're going to start rolling out here tomorrow.
Why is that bad timing?
Stupid fact of the day. Your rectum has similar cells to your mouth, which is why spicy foods
hurt so much they burn.
Burns on the way in and burns on the way out.
Why couldn't you just let everybody figure that out? Like everyone knows.
No, so
spicy foods can feel.
Sure, but both maybe you didn't know the science behind it, though.
I don't think we needed to know the science here.
You're not fascinated by this?
No, I'm not. I'm not fascinated about rectum learning. I'm not.
I hardly knew him.
That's great. That's not really where I need to start my day. I don't need to start there. Nope.
You mean you don't need to learn about rectums?
No. I am not a gastroenterologist for a reason.
Mm.
For many reasons, actually.
Okay. One, you probably weren't smart enough to get into
1,000%. That's yes. Number one.
That's probably number
one. Number two probably wouldn't be my specialty. If I were to go the medical route.
Yeah, so stupid fact of the day. There you go.
Thank goodness for the people that do, but
yes,
not me.
Yes. There are similar cells in your rectum and in your mouth, which is why spicy foods can burn on the way out as much as they do when you're eating them.
Did you have to repeat it? Did you have to? Because, again, didn't need to start my day with that kind of learning.
See, you know what?
I didn't.
We're getting text messages from people that says that is fascinating, and I did wonder how that worked. See?
Really?
There you go.
Just Amy. One person. Amy.
That's all I needed.
Amy,
thank you.
Amy's your enabler. She's always your enabler. I feel like you're doing this show for Amy.
Listen, Amy, next time Kelly goes on vacation, give me a call.
And you know which direction the show will go. Down the tubes into the gutter.
All right. So there you go. That's your stupid fact of the day on 99.7 DJX.
I'm getting some text messages and people think it's fascinating. Amy's the one.
I'm just saying she represents a larger group of people who just are a little embarrassed or shy to text in.
It's a club of two. It's you guys. Have your meetings. Leave us out of it.
All right. Do every single morning throughout the show, Kelly.
Okay. Yeah, first the feel good. So this couple in Australia found their long lost wedding footage from 57 years ago.
Wow.
And this is kind of how it happened. Terry in Aberdeen, Scotland, said he had gotten this large collection of Super 8 films over the years, most of which he shot himself. And then he decided to have his collection transferred to DVD in April of this year, and then found reels of a wedding between two people he didn't know.
Oh, wow.
So he posted a still from that movie to a local Facebook group. 6 months goes by, didn't have any leads. Until Aileen saw it. She had been a member of the Facebook group for 5 minutes when she spotted her own picture.
I just couldn't believe it. What struck me was the fact that it wasn't just like a photograph. I could see my parents, Bill's grandmother and grandfather. So we had to keep pausing it to look at people. It was just unbelievable.
Oh, isn't that wild?
Yeah, that is wild.
I mean, she and her husband, Bill, married in 1967, and then they later moved to Brisbane. And they had only watched their wedding video once before they discovered they accidentally left it in a borrowed projector they'd returned to the owner.
Oh, wow.
And that's how it got lost.
Okay.
Crazy, isn't it? You can see the entire story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Belle of Louisville. Are you rolling into a... to do the opposite?
So when I was in college, I got hired to video a wedding of a classmate of ours.
Oh, no.
And it was, you know, we were in film class together and she was getting married and she was like, hey, you know, trying to keep it on the cheap. And I was like, you know what? I'll do it for free. You know, I'll film your wedding, edit it up, make it look nice.
Oh, that's a really nice offer.
Absolutely. So wedding day comes. I have my camera. I film it. I'm getting all these great shots. I'm getting the magic, the moment, all that, everything. And it's like, all right, great. You know, should they go on their honeymoon? And then I never really got around to editing it. And so I had all this raw footage and this is going to sound so bad. I never gave them the footage.
What is the matter with you? First of all, did they have your contact info? Did they ever reach out and say, hey, do you happen to have that video?
Yeah.
You
so,
said you were doing?
Right, right. Exactly. Yeah. So she did text me or call me. And I mean, heck, we were still in the class. She was like, hey, do you have the footage? I was like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna edit it.
And that was it?
And then I just never got around to it.
And she didn't keep harping on you? Because I would keep harping on you.
And she never kept, and she didn't really keep harping on me. And then she graduated.
Ben.
And.
Ben.
It just slipped my mind.
Ben, what happened to the footage?
I.
What did you shoot it on?
So I shot it on a kind of like a VHS tape, but it wasn't, you know, it's like one of those old VHS type tapes, but it was like it was a special VHS tape that you couldn't play in a normal like VCR back in the day.
And then how did you have it? Like, and why were you using that if you couldn't watch anything you were
doing?
Well,
because that was going to be the raw footage and I was going to edit it onto a VHS tape and give it to her.
Okay, and what machine were you going to be able to do that on?
At college. At school. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, we had editing machines.
Okay. And then so, just busy with school
so
projects.
Yeah, you know, I just got busy. And again,
where is the tape now? There has to be someone that can convert it into something editable.
Well,
and then you got to put it up on Facebook and you have to find her. What is the matter with you? She's probably like sad because she never got a wedding video from a guy named Ben.
Yeah.
In class.
Like I said, it's going to make me sound really bad.
Yes, it does. It does. Cause it is. It is bad. I don't care that she didn't pay you.
Really.
You promised her.
I did. And
then you left her hanging.
And
this is awful.
I know.
What is the matter with you?
It's so bad.
OMG.
So anyways, your feel good is a good story.
It's
see?
A good story. And then you rolled in to ruin it with the fact that you still have a bride out there somewhere who never got her wedding video.
You know, honestly, I think they probably got a divorce. So really.
Oh, let's go ahead and assume that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it's been a long time. They
it's fine.
They probably got a divorce.
It's probably fine.
She wouldn't have even wanted it anyway.
Nope. She wouldn't want it. That's a really good justification. That's a really good headspace to be in, to be able to move on knowing that you never gave this poor woman her wedding video. Somebody texted, are they still married? Don't know.
They're probably divorced. So again,
probably divorced.
Doesn't even matter.
They probably don't even want it.
Doesn't
so it's just
matter.
A moot point.
Moot point.
Oh, wow.
Kelly,
is there any chance you know where that tape is?
Kelly, if I can move on from this harrowing experience.
No, I can't move
you
on.
You can't.
Is there any chance?
At least you didn't ask me to videotape your wedding.
Oh, my gosh. Could you even imagine?
You'd be like, hey, Ben, I'm going to get to it, Kelly. I'm going to add it up real nice. It's going to be real nice.
My gosh. Oh, and that is why you did not end up being a wedding videographer.
Maybe one of the reasons.
Okay.
Wasn't cut out for it.
Now I feel the burden of your mistake. Secondhand guilt is what I'm feeling right
now. You
know
what? You're welcome.
I need you to find the footage. I'll put it up on Facebook and we'll find her.
There are so many people that are messaging saying they're probably divorced because they didn't have a video to remember their love.
They couldn't watch their love on their anniversary of a year and remind themselves of why they got together. You're right. You caused their divorce. Oh, Does that make it feel better for you to move on?
Anyways.
Find the tape.
Anyways.
Look today. I need you to find it. I'll take
Kelly,
it from there.
I don't think.
I will. Just give me the tape. I will take care of it. Find the tape. We have to find the tape.
I don't think the tape's anywhere. I don't know. Anyways, enough about me. We don't want to hear any more about me.
You just completely ruined it. You ruined it and my life, because now I'm not going to sleep. I feel so guilty.
Would it make it better to say that Michael Graves toaster that I've had in the trunk of my car for years
was meant for them too? What is the matter with you? Just when your hole can't get bigger, you keep digging.
I have a foggy recollection of who it was for, and there may be some parallels.
Listen, find the tape. I'll edit it. We can give them both. We can give them the toaster and the video that they deserve after all these years. I'll make it happen. Just
look,
find the tape.
Look, I can't be the only person who agreed as a kind gesture to videotape someone's wedding and then accidentally got too wrapped up in my life and just didn't end up editing and giving them the video.
And listen, kind gestures doesn't obligate me to follow through on it because you didn't.
Wasn't
pay
getting
me
paid.
Money.
Maggie Smith. She posted a TikTok about her shortest first date ever, and it's kind of gotten a lot of attention. Listen to it.
It did not go well. Truthfully, it lasted less than 2 minutes. I walked up, he gave me a hug and said, are you hungry? Let's go inside. We went inside. He said, actually, can you step outside for a minute? I stepped back outside and he said, I'm not trying to offend you, but I'm just not feeling it.
Ooh.
So I walked to my car, came back home.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
dating when you're fat sucks.
Yeah, she says dating when you're fat sucks at the end.
Oh, bless her heart.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, everybody kind of chiming in and saying, hey, you know what? Don't feel down, et cetera, et cetera. And all that is just awful experience for her. First date literally lasted 2 minutes. You know, she comes up.
2 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is the rudest because that is obvious why.
Yeah.
He can't even sit there and say, oh, we're just not compatible. Oh, based on the things we're talking about, we're just not, you know, I don't really see a future. That is about the rudest you can get, that you don't give a person more than 2 minutes. That's crazy.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, a lot of people are just like, hey, keep your head up. You know, you'll find the right person. You know, that guy was obviously a jerk. You know, she's getting a lot of support, which is good, especially when you kind of put yourself out there.
Yes.
And then you get that sort of reaction.
That's when, you know, the internet can rally around you and build you back up. But still, dang.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, some of the comments, you can be the juiciest peach in the bowl and there's still going to be someone who doesn't like peaches. It's not you, it's him.
Someone that is soon true.
Will love your kind of fruit, right?
That's a really good response.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, so many people are just literally just coming and saying, you know, this guy obviously was only in it for one thing and you're better off not wasting your time. So
letting her be kind of the springboard, have you had a first date experience that is memorable, we'll say?
Less than ideal. Yeah. We're talking worst first date.
Right, right, exactly. Got a message from Danielle. Met up with a guy I met online at Starbucks. He started talking nonstop about himself for 2 hours.
That's the worst.
Barely got to say a few sentences the entire time. I didn't even order anything to drink because I felt bad interrupting him to get up and order.
Oh my gosh.
Which I think, sidebar real quick. When you meet at a coffee place, don't you say, hey, let's get some coffee and then sit down?
Yes, you order first and then sit down.
So that was an error.
On both their parts,
right,
yes.
Exactly. They should have at least gotten the coffee first before they sat down. She goes,
2 hours?
Yeah, she goes on and says, he didn't even get up to order any coffee for himself. I felt so stuck sitting there and listening to this guy. I wondered how he was able to speak for 2 hours without having anything to drink. He must have been really thirsty afterward. LOL.
LOL. And then probably it's just like, well, she didn't even talk.
Right.
He's probably like, you know, talking to his friends like, well, yeah, I'm probably not going to go out with her. She didn't even speak.
Right, right, exactly.
I didn't realize he didn't give her a chance. Listen, I am teaching, especially my son as he approaches dating age, to like not do that. There is an art to communication, to being able to have a conversation that is a back and forth. It is a skill I think a lot of kids are probably not going to have with growing up in this digital age of texting and doing all the things. Like, I feel like they're really losing the ability to learn how to communicate.
Yeah.
And I'm teaching them all that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hey, you got to get out there and actually do it to learn those skills for sure.
And we practice it at home. Becca says, I've got another coffee story for you. Met a guy for coffee, and after some small talk, a woman walked up to our table and tearfully introduced herself as his wife.
Oh, gosh.
Turns out he was a lying liar, not a divorcee. Mortified. Wow. I will never forget what she said to me. She stuck her hand out and said, hello, dear. I'm his wife.
Oh, my gosh.
I was in such shock. I could only shake her hand and say, hello.
Wow.
The dude immediately stood up, rushed her out. He said nothing to me at that moment, but did try to text me the next week. Blocked.
99.7 DJX. First date stories to share. It's 99.7 DJX. Hi, Ben and Kelly. This after Maggie, who on TikTok kind of went viral because she literally, her first date ended after 2 minutes.
He ended it.
Yeah, exactly.
And just said that, oh, they're just not feeling it.
Right.
Which is about the rudest thing you could possibly do. Really give somebody 2 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can't feel it? Come on now.
Okay.
Got a message from a listener. I had a first date where this guy I like brought his little sister because his dad said he couldn't go on a date without her.
Oh.
The whole time through the date, he was spending more time with her than me. And mind you, the sister was 14, could have done her own thing. But he wanted to spend more time with her, even knowing they lived together and I would only see him at work. That relationship ended up toxic. Interesting.
Okay, well, it's good that he wants to spend time with his sister.
Right, exactly. I mean,
maybe not during a date.
I'm not going to fault him for wanting to spend time with his sister, but... You know.
I mean, I keep harping to both my kids. I'm like, you guys got to like each other and spend time together. You guys should be ride or die together. We're family.
Well, there it is. Just send Ava on any date that Jake may go on and vice versa.
Okay.
Ride or die.
Tammy said this guy invited me to a movie. He showed up 20 minutes late. Mm-hmm. No communication about it. He smelled like B.O.
Oh.
And afterward, the first thing he did was complain about his ex-wife.
Oh.
I said, best of luck to you. I'm not interested, and blocked him.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh,
yeah, do the smell check. You know, you got to make sure you're putting on the DO for the BO, maybe a little spritz, some body spray, cologne, something like that.
Kara, the guy showed up a half hour late in an arm cast.
He
ordered a steak, where then he asked me to cut it up for him. Throughout dinner, all he talked about was himself, complained about his job. Afterward, he asked me to drive him to his car, which was only a few blocks away. Tried to kiss me at the end of the date. I gave him the cheek. He called me selfish.
Oh, wow.
Next day, he asked for a second date.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
No, thank you.
Nope, that's not going to happen.
No, thank you. I bet I could only imagine the looks of people in the restaurant as she's cutting up his steak like a little kid.
That literally sounds like a bit that we would have sent like a stunt person out
Yes.
To do, like a long time ago.
Like, listen, be the worst date you possibly can.
Yeah. All right. We're going to put you in a cast. You're going to need to also go to the bathroom and ask if someone can like unzip your fly. So
oh, no.
They can help you go to the restroom.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shoot.
Sarah said I had a Bumble date, a coffee date with a guy who showed up straight from the gym, smelly and all.
Wow. All right.
Nonstop talked about his bouncer stories and acted out with loud yelling and swearing and gestures how he would beat people up.
Wow.
Then topped it off with telling me about how he hates drunk hysterical girls and wished he could punch their teeth in.
Oh my gosh.
Needless to say, I excused myself early, and when he messaged me the next day with, "Thought I scared you off," I blocked him.
Yeah, guess what? Yeah, you did.
You did. 100% accurate. Thank you. Yeah.
All right. One last one. Met for coffee. When he arrived, found out he has no inside voice.
Oh, he was just talking really loudly all the time.
I lowered my voice, but it didn't work.
Oh, he didn't follow.
Now I'm practically whispering, but he's not taking the hint. Finally, drag him outside to say that I'm really uncomfortable with him shouting all my business to everyone in the coffee shop.
Oh, gosh.
And he tells me he's been told this before.
Oh, okay. Still have some work to do on that. Yeah.
She goes, nopity nope. Nice
Does
to meet
he
you.
Have
Good
a,
luck.
A legit hearing problem? Like, yeah. He might have need to check his hearing because he may not be able to hear himself.
Oh, shoot. All right.
Those Bless are, his heart, though.
Well, we feel for y'all. Hopefully, you're in better spots now.
And hopefully, Maggie, who started this whole conversation, has a better experience moving forward.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Sorry. One last one. Showed up with a tan line on his ring finger. Need I say more?
Wow.
Well, that's bold.
Yeah. That was there recently.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. There you go. Good stories. Thanks for those.